Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Covenant Journey is a ministry that Liberty Counsel launched for Christian college-age students who are leaders all across America, taking them on an amazing experience in Israel for 10 days. That literally is life transformative. The Bible comes alive like never before. We're going to be talking about our recent experience with college students in Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and Covenant Journey. Joining me is Cindy Matthews, the director of Covenant Journey. Cindy, we visit lots of different sites in Israel with these young people. We visit spiritual sites and historical sites. We have speakers. We have praise and worship. We have prayer. So many different experiences that we have with these students. And the Bible comes alive. But one of the things that happens very early on with this group of students, which is unusual for other particular situations, is that they bond together and there's no rivalry. You know, these are young people who are incredibly talented. Many of them are at the top of their class. They're leaders on their campus. And you get leaders among other leaders, and typically you might have some pride, some rivalry among them, some different kinds of friction you could have. Never do we have that. And these young people bond together as a family very quickly. They love and support one another, and they're transparent when we have our time of gathering, debriefing, prayer, praise and worship. And tell us about one of those specific situations involving a young girl. And this was our early time once we finished the north of Israel, Tiberias, where Jesus did his earthly ministry, most of it. And now we're in Jerusalem. And we gather together and we're having some teaching. We have some time for sharing and prayer and then praise and worship. And tell us about one of those situations, about how they're transparent and how the trip literally impacts them while they're in the trip, let alone how it impacts them once they return.
That's true. We have tie-in or debrief sessions in the evening. And this particular night, as you mentioned, Matt, we had that time of praise and worship. And then we just opened up the floor of asking the students, you know, has there been a particular site or scripture verse that we have discussed and studied in really in just these three short days that have impacted your life? And the students, as we're sitting there, having only known each other for just 3 or 4 days at that point, there is such community and closeness. It's just almost like a little piece of heaven in fellowship. And almost immediately after asking the question, if someone would like to share, Jenny immediately just said yes. She said that prior to the trip, the past year had been very difficult for her. On two different occasions, she had lost two very close and dear family members, and she couldn't understand why God was allowing that. And she almost became bitter toward him and wasn't even sure even if she was even supposed to be on this trip. She felt like
she's preparing for the trip, mm-hmm. and she wasn't sure whether she was ready to go on the trip.
That's true. She even made the statement, well, at one point, I'm afraid they're going to waste their money on me.
Right.
Traveling to Israel on this journey.
And because these were people that were very, very close to her.
Very.
And they died unexpectedly in close succession to one another. And she didn't realize, but she had started to become bitter toward God, mm-hmm. and wondered whether or not prayer even was going to work.
Yes, it was. And she recalled the day before while we were at the Mount of Beatitudes, and she walked by one of the plaques that are there that list the different Beatitudes on it, and her eyes fell directly upon, "Blessed are they that mourn." And it was at that moment that she felt like that God just really reached down and touched her.
And I had given a teaching at that Mount of Olives, too, about a previous Covenant Journey
yes.
student who came there, and her father had unexpectedly died. And on the day that she was going to return from that trip was the one-year anniversary of the death of her beloved father. And so she had been mourning over that year, and she saw that same verse. And as we talked about, and she hears about what Jesus was saying in the Beatitudes, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 through 7, that Jesus is reaching out to those who are hurting, those who are kicked to the side of the curb, the poor, the people who are mourning, that Jesus is going to bless you. As incomprehensible as that sounds, even in mourning, Jesus will bless you and bring you through that. And you begin to associate more and understand more of the sufferings of Christ and entering into that. And that's what she experienced there as well. And what happened when she continued to share that was a moment of turning point in her year before coming to Covenant Journey of losing two very close friends and family members.
That's true. She mentioned how it had almost been 1 year to that point. And, you know, you wonder what would have happened had she backed out of the trip
right.
and had not taken that life-changing journey to the Holy Land. And the students surrounded her. They prayed for her. They strengthened her faith. It was like iron sharpening iron. It was her safe zone within brothers and sisters in Christ that she'd only known for a very short period of time. And yet the rest of the time that we were there, there was just like such joy and peace over her. She was a delight. Just ended up being one of the most precious young ladies on the trip and life-changing experience for
And
her.
The last day we're there, we're in the hotel. Mm-hmm. We have 2 hours with them in the morning at the hotel before we begin on two amazing sights. And then we move to Tel Aviv on our farewell dinner and flight back to the United States. And during that time, we had some teachings, debriefing. It's amazing because then we opened it up for prayer, and one after another gave prayer requests. And then we have in that room over 40 of us, 43 with all of us in there, and we have 43 people in there. And I said, we're going to open up for prayer, and I'll close with prayer. It went on and on and on and on, and one student after another prayed. There was no pause in between one student and the next student praying. And these were powerful prayers, authentic prayers. What you see is that these young people are hungry for fellowship. They're hungry to study the Word of God. And you see the Spirit of the living God, who is alive and well, who lives today, transforming these young people who have never met each other into a community of church. This is what church ought to be, to allow the moments for Jesus, for the Spirit of the Lord, to literally move and transform that community. And that's what we see happening through that Covenant Journey.
Yes, it is. And then from that very moment, after having that long prayer time that we had, we moved out onto the balcony.
Yeah.
With a powerful praise and worship. I mean, it was to the point that other visitors, guests in
they
the
heard,
hotel,
they and they heard, came and gathered.
They came and gathered and just wept as they watched these young adults just obviously caught up in the moment of just God touching their lives and sharing all that he had done in the past 10 days.
Well, there's really no powerful ministry more so than Covenant Journey in terms of the impact on this young generation. It's because Jesus is in the midst of it, and we lift Jesus up, and the Spirit is really bringing together these young leaders from all over the country. If you want to have an impact on the lives of Christian college-age students who literally are leaders, not future leaders. I'm talking about leaders now. And they're all over the world in every profession. If you want to have an impact, and I know all of you do, I encourage you to make your tax-deductible contributions to Covenant Journey. It's covenantjourney.org. You can go there and make an online contribution. You can also do a monthly pledge. We encourage you to do so. covenantjourney.org. This ministry is raising up Gideon's army of young people, men and women, who are on fire for the Lord, exceptionally, incredibly talented. It's hard to even describe what God is doing with this young generation, but you can be a part of it. I encourage you to do so. Pray for Covenant Journey, our ministry, and support Covenant Journey at covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.